it's about the size of a phone booth. I don't know if you guys remember what a phone booth is like. I don't know if they have phone booths anymore, but it's about that big. And so you don't have a lot of space, but it's all usable because everything is floating. You can use the ceiling and the floor. And so you have to, we use bungee, a lot of bungees, to tie things down and also Velcro. And so usually these spaces are lined with Velcro so we can attach things to the wall. It off as soon as you're ready to go to sleep, and then we also turn the lights down in the different modules that are on the space station. We leave a couple of very small, like, night lights on so you can get around if you need to get up in the middle of the evening. Oh, well, we can't go outside to take the garbage out for sure, so what we do is we put it in rubber-lined bags, and then we put those smaller bags into a bigger bag, and then we put them into the Progress resupply capsule. And that actually will leave at different periods of time, and it burns up in the atmosphere. And so our trash actually burns up in the atmosphere when it returns to the planet. Well, that's another very, very good question, and the ladies, I wish they could answer this. They're down working right now, but they have, Tracy Caldwell has very long hair, and there's not really any point in combing your hair, although for the girls, you can, if you have really long hair, you can use a ponytail or something like that to keep it back. And for the guys, keep my hair cut short so I don't have to deal with it. And we can use those kind of products in our hair, but we have to use things that are not petroleum-based, so we can't have flammable things on board. So anything that doesn't have flammable stuff in, we can use it on board. Hi, Shannon. Probably the funnest thing, I mean, floating around is really, really fun. But looking out the window at the Earth and how beautiful the planet is, it's crazy wonderful. It's the colors are so vibrant, and the Earth is just so beautiful with all the different oceans and the forests and the islands. It's just really, really beautiful. And the most challenging thing is that everything floats in space as well. So if you have tools that you're working with, or if you have food that you're eating, or whatever it might be, you have to remember that everything is floating. And so sometimes that can get really challenging if you have maybe something leak out of the straw that you're drinking, the bag that you're drinking on, or if you're trying to eat something that has a lot of crumbs or something like that. Everything goes flying around and floating around, and so you have to be very careful. This is November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra, over. Victor Echo 3, Zulu Mike, this is November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra. Still hear me? It was great talking to the girls today. Wonderful, wonderful questions, and I hope your week is just absolutely great, and I hope you enjoy your time together working as teams, and I hope your summer is just spectacular. Very nice talking to you, and I'm November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra, the International Space Station, out.